98.1 CHFI, it's Darren Osborne on the phone with Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. He's going to be here ringing in the new year at Nathan Phillips Square performing live. It's going to be an awesome show. And Howie, you're calling me from where? You're not in the city yet, right?
No, I wish. I can't wait to get up there. I'll be up there in a couple of days. I'm actually here in Florida.
Oh.
My place down here on the beach.
Life's rough all over.
Yeah. It's actually a little chilly down here right now, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. We get the wet cold down here. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we all have our crosses to bear. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get right to it. I mean, it's the holiday season. First things first, how has your holiday been? Were you able to make the most of, Christmas in Florida?
I did. I sure did. I had a great, awesome time here with my family. We got together. Our usual tradition every year is to get together at my mom's house on Christmas Eve. And we come over there, we eat dinner, we exchange gifts for the adults, and then we go to Midnight Mass, big Catholic family.
Nice.
And so we go to Midnight Mass, and we come back home, and then the next day it's all about the little kids. So my mom came over to my place, and my sister, and we actually had a big traditional breakfast with one of my aunts that lives right near me. And then after that, came over here and opened up gifts for my son James, and just had a nice relaxing day. I actually even went out and walked out on the beach for Christmas. It's kind of crazy.
That's nice. That's nice. Good for you. Well,
thank you.
It's been an amazing 2011 for you. I mean, your new solo CD is doing great, I hear. Back to Me is out. Just came out about a month and a half ago.
That's correct. Thank you.
And how was the response being to the CD, and how are you, dealing with it? How are you, how are you feeling about it?
It's been great. It's definitely exceeded my expectations. It's when you do a individual project like this and you kind of step outside the box, you never know what to really expect. And, if it's going to be accepted or if people are going to like it or they're not going to care for it and think you should just go back to do what you do best with the group and everything. But, the response has been overwhelming. I've had so much support from our fans. I mean, they actually were the reason why I did this. They've been requesting it, from each of us of the Backstreet Boys for many, many years, since they know that we're, going on two decades together now.
Yeah.
They know that we're not, these individual projects aren't, us leaving, disbanding. It's just a little outlet for us to express ourselves individually. And so I finally was the fourth one to step to the plate to do it, and definitely, hopefully, made the fans worth the wait. It's been a great experience. It was definitely a real challenge to put together something. That's why actually I took my time. I worked on this record for about 5 years.
Wow, really?
And I took my time to really make it the best that I felt it could be, because I always feel like first impression can be last impression, and it went off really well. I mean, when I was up there in Canada, the response that I had there was amazing, as well as over in Asia. I did this opening up for Britney Spears when I was down in South America after Canada. And the response has just been overwhelming.
Good stuff. We're talking with Howie D from the Backstreet Boys, who's doing some new solo work now and having a lot of fun with that. And at the same time, you're also co-manager of a Canadian group, Neverest, which they are taking off. They are exploding right now.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very proud to be representing a great Canadian band up there. Something I think Canada should definitely be very proud of. That's right there in their backyard.
Yeah.
Neverest is a band that I met up with my partner, CJ Heyer, which we have a company called 3 Street together. And CJ was a fellow boy bander back in the days with a group called 3 Deep.
Oh, yeah, and I love them, yeah.
Yeah, and Neverest, like I say, is our most recent project, and very proud to be working with them. I think they're the real deal. They, sing and play their own instruments. They write. Even so proud of them that I actually even worked with them as a collaboration on my second single, Lie to Me.
Nice.
And it's a duet, and they're in the video, and then everywhere else around the world it's a solo. But they're still featured in the video.
And talk about how it feels to, take everything that you've learned over the years with the Backstreet Boys and be the mentor for another group who is, basically in the same position you were way back in the day. I mean, it's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
It's really awesome. I always look back, when we first started as the Backstreet Boys, and how appreciative I was of people who helped me, that gave me a lending hand to help me get my start. And, over the years, with being with the Backstreet Boys and traveling the world and, creating a good, nice little black book of information and contacts, I always knew that one day if I had the opportunity to try to help other artists, I would definitely do so. And my first artist that I tried helping was my sister Pollyanna, who definitely was an older sister of mine that helped me in the beginning and, become who I am as an artist. And And so when I had the opportunity to help her make her first solo record, I jumped on it. It's very very flattering, first of all, that when you have artists out there that look up to you and want to work with you. And I think for me, what the biggest attraction has always, it seems like, with us, with artists, is that, you know, me and my partner, besides, you know, knowing and learning the business over the years, can also relate to them because we were literally right in it and right. still in it. And so it's, you know, it's easy for them to turn to me and say, hey, Howie, how is it like to do this on stage? What is it, you know, in interviews, you know, how, what's the rights and wrong things? And they can,
right.
they realize that I'm totally able to give them, you know, real advice.
It's really cool and good for you for doing that, because a lot of artists in your, you know, in your position might say, you know what, I'm too busy. I've got my own things going on. I can't really help you out. Get somebody else, kind of thing. So good for you for helping them out.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Well, you guys have a lot of talent up in the water up there, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And this is a great way for you to finish off 2011. You're coming here to Toronto. It's going to be a huge party ringing in the new year at Nathan Phillips Square. Carl Wolf performing, Jordan, Neverest, as we talked about. Anju Lee will be here, the cast of American Idiot, and yourself performing live. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very excited. Very honored to be bringing in the New Year's up in Canada. There's been, you know, not only so much support for the Backstreet Boys, but also, like I say, for me individually and the projects that I'm working on, whether it's, you know, solo stuff or managing. And so I can't think of a better place to be up there in Canada for the New Year's.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. So now looking ahead to 2012, first of all, do you do the New Year's resolutions? Do you jump on that bandwagon or no?
You know, I always try to, but then about midway through the year, I have to keep on reminding myself what they were, and because I just unfortunately never seeks through, you know. So
you make it to the middle of the year? That's impressive.
Yeah, well, it's about the middle of the year when I finally remember what I said. That's what it was.
So what are you thinking about for a resolution this year? Anything that you're kind of working on?
Probably my usual, not stressing. this always starts off as the number one. No, actually, like I say, just trying to enjoy the moments and to take in life as it comes, and not get too caught up in all the minutia and the small stuff.
Hey, we all fall into that trap. It's not just
yeah.
you, yeah, yeah.
But it's something that, you know, I enjoy what I do, and I take a lot of passion. And I think that's why I have a bit of stress here.
And yeah,
now.
And that's, you know, that some of that stress is good stress as well. I mean, you're happy to be where you are. You're enjoying what you're doing.
Absolutely,
so, yeah.
It's true. Very, very true.
And speaking of that, I mean, in 2012, you're still staying busy. I mean, the CD is continuing, and you're going back out on the road again in April with NKOTBSB again. So that's going to be awesome.
We are. I'm very, very excited. Like I say, I have some plans to start touring with my solo CD, and definitely getting up to Canada pretty soon.
Nice.
And like I say, as well, going on the NKOTBSB tour in the springtime, as well as starting to record a new Backstreet record.
Ooh.
So I have a lot of things on my plate, which I'm really excited. I love staying busy.
Nice. Well, all the best for you in the new year. It's just fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time all the way down there in Florida to chat with me and get us warmed up for the big New Year's Eve show at Nathan Phillips Square. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait to see you here.
Definitely. I'm going to bring the heat up there for you guys.
If you could, that'd be awesome. Howie D from the Backstreet Boys on 98.1 CHFI. Thank you so much, Howie. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, man.